This is a song that there's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go.
Put on your yarmulke. Here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together,
what a fine looking Jew.
You don't need Deck the Halls or Jingle Bell Rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke. It's time for Hanukkah.
Hey there, my tsunami generation. My comic generation, my Godzilla fans, and all podcasts that I do. Yes, that's right. It is another Thomas's Eight Crazy Nights, or Tom's Eight Crazy Nights, which is the actual title, because me screwing up would need to be part of one of my podcasts, but that's besides the point. We're not doing take 185. But yes, it's the holidays. That means it's another holiday special episode for this year's Tom's Eight Crazy Nights. We've had a lot of great guests in the past couple episodes, and tonight, well, what the hell, let's have two people on. Introducing the Kevin Nash and Scott Hall of wrestling podcasting over at the WrestleCast, we have Maddie J and TWK.
Hey, yo. You know, Wower. You know who we are. But what you don't know is why we're here.
Yeah, also, you know, blooper, you know, take 155, arm bar is too sweet.
Of course, you know, Matty is Kevin Nash because, as great as he is, he always finds himself in the hospital for some reason. And, of course, TWK is Scott Hall because every time you hear him talk on the WrestleCast, you want to scream at your computer, what the wrestling f*** is wrong with you? And I think...
Chico, let me tell you something. You don't got the machismo to be as good as me.
And I think, and TWK, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you're in Florida, which technically makes you our Florida story, doesn't it?
No, I was in Florida last week for ShadowCon, but I live in Virginia.
Okay. So he's not our Florida story. We'll leave that for the next Hulk Hogan sex tape.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, brother. When I get in that bedroom, it's going to be the big leg at the end. Big one.
Oh, boy.
Things that make you go...
Welcome to Nightmare Fuel time, folks. If you have a sensitive brain, leave now.
But thankfully, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about joyful things, the holidays.
Like me.
All right, Goldust. Wait, you haven't finished that impression yet. You need to shiver and go.
What does it look like, Tyson O'Neill?
Yes.
Well, you do. Well, here's the thing, dude. You do
because you make millions of dollars. Millions of dollars.
We gotta do it right. Hey, T-Dub, how much did Linda McMahon lose on those two failed campaigns?
Millions of dollars.
That's the only way I could stomach that impression, folks. That's the only way.
Well, oddly enough, as I was coming home this past Thanksgiving from my uncle's, who lives in Connecticut, we were going down 95, which happens to pass the WWE headquarters. So I both waved and flipped them off at the same time.
Just for you, left hand, wave it with the right hand.
But, of course, like I said, it is the holidays, and it is a joyful time. We have many great memories, and, of course, so TWK and Maddie have joined me to talk about the holidays. And we'll get right to our first subject, and that is holiday traditions. These are, you know, how you set up the tree, games that you do with your family, of course, when the family gets together, all sorts of things. So, Maddie, I'll let you go first. What are some of your favorite holiday traditions that you do?
Well, as far, you know, call me Scrooge when it comes to, you know, setting the tree up and whatever else. I particularly don't really like doing it because it's work and I like to be lazy, especially if you're coming home from work or whatever, which I haven't done yet in a while. Yeah. Anyway, not going to get into the details of that, but traditionally, it goes into food, but we do have, a particular meal, but we'll get to that later, obviously. But traditions, like I always like to put on a little tree in the room, or like a little golden tree. And I like to wear a hat whenever I stream, or if I can, if I'm in the holiday mood. I'm more of a last minute kind of guy, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. Where it's supposed to be, not what the corporation wants you to do.
The corporation. Well, be careful there. You're
corporation, man. Trying to keep you down.
I was gonna go with be careful there. Shane McMahon and his Connecticut Street cronies are gonna jump you later.
Well, actually, I met the Main Street Posse. They're cool. They don't beat you up. They just come down and say, "Dude, just be. You know, we don't want to beat you up, but be careful. You see how big we are. We can beat you up." They're casual about it.
Wouldn't it be awesome if they were in WWE 13?
Dude, community creations. That's all I'm saying.
But TWK, what are your holiday traditions? He's thinking. Because we are professional podcasting folks.
Yeah. Yes. What are you trying to do over there, man?
I really don't have any except for spending time with the family.
Well, you know, and it is, you know, do your family do any games or anything like that?
Not really. I mean, we sort of hang out, and that's kind of it.
Okay.
Next question.
Says the person in the La Parca mask. For me, it is a thing to where I like lighting the candles. I love, especially in the first night. I also like the fact that it never fails, being Jewish, that it is a thing to where it's, you know, by the fifth night we say, oh, fuck it, which is true Jewish fashion for Hanukkah. We're so happy to celebrate Hanukkah on the first night, but by the time we get to the fifth night, like, do you want to light the candles? Fuck it.
We'll do it.
That is what I hear. That is what I hear.
But, I definitely like that. Even though, really, because it is the true start of the holidays for me, watching the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's a joy for me. I love watching the bands. I love parades in general, but I love the bands. I love all the floats, seeing who the guest stars are. And I like seeing the Broadway acts. As I find myself getting older, I'm getting more and more into plays and musicals and Broadway and stuff like that. I think something that I haven't actually done in a while that I do like when I get to do one is Hanukkah parties, just for the especially when they have sort of the Secret Santa, where you take a number, they put all the gifts in the pile, and everybody picks one. I do actually have to tell a funny story about that. I was reminded of this past week. My anime club, back when I lived in Florida, did one. We went to B's Mongolian Grill, which is a great place, by the way. If you ever gone to one. It's kind of a buffet style. It's like a buffet style sort of hibachi grill, basically, if you know what that is. You know the grill that they have, like, at Chinese buffets?
Oh, like it's like a big grill thing, probably, yes.
Yeah, and you make, and they make the order your order. You pick the items and they make it for you.
Yes.
That's basically what it is, but like bigger, with things like duck and stuff like that. That's what a Mongolian grill is. But basically, we went to one of these, and we did Secret Santa, and we all were, you know, we all took turns opening our gifts. And got to the last person, he opened a gift from a friend who likes to play pranks on anybody. And so what he did was, he like multi-layered the gift. First layer was wrapped paper. Second layer was duct tape. Third layer was masking tape. And then he just kept alternating duct tape, masking tape. He put bubble wrap in there. Finally, he gets to the boxes. And it's like multiple boxes. And it's finally he gets to the last one. It's a small little box. And I was on the floor laughing my ass off.
Hey, I just remembered a Christmas tradition that I do. All right. Me and my sisters watch Muppet Christmas Carol whenever we can.
Oh, we will be talking about that later.
yeah, that's something that my father's side of the family has a little bit of I would say tradition, but more infamous than anything else. We overtape everything. you cannot open it until you and. Put it this way, you better come prepared with scissors on some of those gifts.
But with that, let's move on to question two. And obviously everybody's favorite part of the holidays to an extent is the presents, both, I think, giving and receiving. As well.
Ooh,
I think
receiving,
as you,
yes.
Everybody loves receiving, but as you get older, I think you do enjoy giving. Especially to your little nephews and that stuff, which is going to be awesome this year because my nephew is now into Spider-Man, and it's so funny to watch him be corrupted, see the light.
what you should do is get him into Batman.
Oh.
He is into Batman. No, he sat at the Thanksgiving table in his Spider-Man Halloween costume. It was awesome.
Also, another thing you should get him into, Tokusatsu.
Yeah, he's still a little young for that. I agree.
No, he watches Power Rangers. He likes
it. How old is he?
He's 6.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember if he's 5 or 6.
Yep. Start him on Power Rangers, then move him up to Super Sentai, then Kamen Rider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched the Macy's Day Parade. They had the Power Rangers Megaforce. I was kind of hoping they would make the switch to the pirate motif costumes.
I hear it's a good season, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't have a problem with the Ghost Rider costumes, but it's just... I don't know.
It's the story attached to the thing, isn't it?
Yeah. It's that they're doing the 20th anniversary and the switching to all the different Power Rangers. I'd rather have that with the pirate motif. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. And I like the pirate motif Megazord better. But that's besides the point. Trust me, we'll talk about Power Rangers when we get to TV specials. But what are some of your favorite presents that maybe you've either given or received? TWK, we'll start with you.
All right. Greatest present I've ever received. There have been so many good ones. I remember in 2005 for Christmas, I got an Eddie Guerrero t-shirt.
Nice.
Yeah, that was very awesome. It's probably one of the best ones I've gotten. That and the ECW One Night Stand DVD, still one of my favorite shows to watch.
Very true. That it is probably one of the best pay-per-views ever done.
Let's see. Thinking. I don't know. The past like 5 years has really been a blur for me, so I can't really remember anything aside from that.
All right. Well, we'll get back to you. I don't know if you remember anything from maybe when you're a child, but Maddie, what are some of your favorites?
Let's see, some of my favorites. I got, let's see, a Nintendo, as a kid, and received a Nintendo 64, PlayStation 2. That was fun. Good Lord.
Wait, did you say you received a Nintendo 64?
Nintendo 64 for Christmas.
A Nintendo 64!
Yeah.
I knew it was coming.
I did not mark out as much as the kid in the infamous video, but I did. Indeed.
Yes, that video was you. That was you in the video.
That was not me. Believe me, that I did not have a bowl cut back then. I do remember that.
Lies. Do not lie to the viewers or the listeners or whatever.
I would never lie to the listeners.
And I'm the king of Spain.
Indeed.
But, you're going to be a little jealous. I got a Game Boy Advance with WrestleMania 18, which is not so good of a wrestling game, admittedly, and Fire Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, WWE has yet to put up. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, on the GBA. Poor dumbass, like 10 years later, not realizing how in-depth the game actually was, sold it for like another game. And now I'm like regretting it now, thanks to this guy, that on the other guy on the call. Arg.
Yes, the Fire Pro series, up until the Xbox release, is full of nothing but amazing titles.
Mm-hmm. But, I got that 1 year. More recently, I got, actually, speaking of One Night Stand, my folks, I just want the DVD, just one DVD and a game. You know, that year's Raw vs. SmackDown and One Night Stand. My folks got the game, One Night Stand, and they also got, I think through a deal, they actually got Forever Hardcore, the non-WWE ECW
that wasn't too bad.
Documentary. It's like the perfect companion piece for Rise and Fall of ECW, which I highly recommend.
Yes, it's very good documentary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish they would put that on Netflix, because that's actually where I've been watching all my WWE documentaries.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's I could go on forever, and I think I have, but
no, please.
But those come up, and of course the gift, the microphone music. Now, actually, it was a Christmas gift. I was like, I wasn't making too much money, but I knew I needed a new microphone. So I saw this at a Staples one time. I was like, must want, and I put it on the list. I said, I don't care. If you just buy me one gift this year, this is it. I need a new mic. And they they were generous enough to get me this microphone here, which is very nice. And it's given me so much use, too. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Many gifts that I've gotten over the years that I've enjoyed in more recent years. My new HD camcorder, which I can now take to conventions to conduct interviews, which is awesome. I know, Maddie, you've seen the quality of the HD camcorder. I've shown you my CM Punk footage.
Mm-hmm.
Really for me, there's three distinct gifts that come to mind. The more recent is 1996, The main gift that I'm going to talk about was really in between two gifts, which I got the two vehicles from Independence Day. I got the F-18 Hornet vehicle toy and the Alien Fighter Alien toy. They came with little figures. In fact, I have the little alien somewhere. But, it shot missiles and everything. But the mainstay was I got the complete set of Master Art Godzilla figures.
Ooh.
Which, had Space Godzilla, which I still have. Space Godzilla, Mecha King Ghidorah, my Rodan roared, because you press a little button and it roared. I had Mothra, I had Batra, I had all of them. I had, my Godzilla, in fact, wasn't regular Godzilla, it was Godzilla with cyber armor. Because that's what Godzilla needs, cyber armor and lasers.
With that nuclear fire breath, yeah, that's a death machine right there.
I think then I go to 94, that's the year I got my Super Nintendo, which was also awesome, because actually, before I got it, apparently my mom had sent away for Nintendo Power thing, and this is around the time of Donkey Kong Country. So I don't know if you remember getting it, but I got this videotape in the mail from Nintendo. It was basically a preview of Donkey Kong Country. But I got my Super Nintendo because I got Donkey Kong Country. I got Super Mario World, and because it came with a coupon, I went out and got Super Mario All-Stars. But the other thing I also – and this isn't the time – I actually started off celebrating Christmas the first couple years of my life before I was told, hey, you're Jewish. We're going to start being Jewish now. So there was a time there where I celebrated both Christmas and Hanukkah. Adds to the fact that apparently on my grandfather's birthday was Christmas Day, and they celebrated that by giving all the grandchildren another gift for his birthday. Really confusing. Anyways, but my point here is not to make people jealous. That was one of the years where we celebrated both Christmas and Hanukkah. I also got a new bike. And the reason I had to get a new bike was because the wheels were stolen off my old bike, and it was put up on blocks about a month and a half earlier.
Aw, man.
Proving that I am from the hood. My bike was up on blocks. Wow. But yeah.
A bicycle on blocks.
But, yes,
what?
Is that hard to believe, TWK?
A bicycle?
A bicycle! He got a bicycle!
Bicycle!
On the blocks, but he's got a bicycle anyway!
Well, see, the original bike I had gotten from, like, a sheriff officer's, like, auction or something. So maybe the crack was hidden in the wheels. But my new bike, I got to ride the hell out of, because we had a hill behind our house at that time that was, like, a 70, 80-degree angle. And it was about a 20-foot drop. So at the bottom, like, when it rained, it would get, like, this big muddy puddle. So, yeah, I had tons of fun with it. But the big present for me was, I want to say 1990 or 1989. That was the year I got my Nintendo.
Ooh, yes.
And that year, that was when we were celebrating Christmas. This is back when I lived in California with my father. And that year, I got tons of things. I got the game where, you know, you flip the monkeys into the tree. I got some action figures. And up until the point where the Nintendo gift was revealed, my favorite gift was my father had gotten me for a stocking stuffer a Hulk Hogan VHS.
Ooh.
But this was like Hulk Hogan before he was Hulk Hogan. This was back when he was in the NWA and was like Thunderlips. Which was very confusing for a young Hulkamaniac at my age.
NWA,
five.
AWA. That
Yeah, before he came back to the WWF and became Hulk Hogan. So yeah, I was very confused as a young Hulkamaniac. Hulk Hogan's a bad guy. What the f***? But, you know, we go all through all the gifts. I don't have my Nintendo, which is what I really wanted. And I was kind of depressed. And then my dad goes, hey, what's this back here? And it's this, there's this little area between these two love seats where you could hide something. And he pulls out this gift. It's literally straight out of A Christmas Story. Mm-hmm. He's hiding. He pulls it out. He gives it to me. I rip open the wrapping paper. There's my Nintendo. And unfortunately, I couldn't shoot my eye out with the light gun. there's a bad joke that went over well. Thank you, TWK.
Oh, we don't laugh now, but people are going to laugh later.
Yeah.
Laugh, damn you. Laugh.
Penny, get the car!
Get the car,
all five.
Get the dog.
Thank you for all five of you who got the Inspector Gadget reference.
If I didn't get that reference, I'm going to just, well, something.
It makes you feel old, doesn't it?
Dang, maybe I'm old.
But with that, let's move on to favorite holiday foods. And Maddie, since you said you had a tradition that involves food, we'll start with you.
Yes. Simple, it's either ham on Christmas Day or turkey, but we have an odd one for Christmas or New Year's, depending on when we decide to do it. We do something called a raclette, which is basically you put like a stone on like a big hot thing in the middle of the table, and we just make food or whatever. It's one of those things, and we heat up food and whatever. It's just a thing that just gets everyone together, and for like an hour, we would just eat and shoot the shit and just not worry about life.
So you're saying it's a Canadian thing?
Not necessarily.
Okay. I was worried I was going to say the secret word that makes me have to sing a national anthem because I'm legally obligated because of Billy Mays, Crisco, and Horse.
Canada.
Damn it, he said it. I apologize, folks. This is only take a minute. Oh, Canada.
Oh, God.
Our home in native land.
Don't make me stand.
True patriot love, honor thy son's commands. From far and wide thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free.
Right.
Oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Packers! Woo! Packers!
Packers! Packers won the Super Bowl!
As I said, I'm legally obligated anytime somebody says Canada, or at least once during a podcast, to sing Oh Canada. It was due to a bet that involved, like I said, Billy Mays, Crisco, and a horse. Don't ask the story.
Ooh, go on.
You see, yeah, TWK. He'll know by the end of the damn night.
But TWK, what are some of your favorite food?
Well, my
holidays or holiday foods, I should say.
Mainly turkey. I love eating turkey. It's very delicious.
He's got a freezer full of frozen turkeys just waiting to bake.
Yes, I do. I like turkeys. I like talking turkey. I like being up turkeys. And if you can't tell...
So what you're saying is that, you know, every morning during Christmas time, you beat your turkey.
Yes.
I'm just asking.
He's just asking.
And if you can't tell, I'm a huge fan of the movie Riding with Death. If you have not seen it, well, see it. And then watch the Mystery Science Theater 3000 commentary that they do, the riffing that they do.
Mm. Yeah, oh, another tradition I like. You know, chocolate oranges.
Ooh, that sounds tasty.
No.
It's yeah.
Chocolate, no. Chocolate and orange, no.
No. Chocolate, you look at, it's literally... chocolate shaped like an orange. It's orange flavored chocolate. It's like you eat them in wedges. You know the commercial where the dude hits an orange on the desk and unwraps it. It's chocolate.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Matt.
I don't. What?
I've seen the commercial.
You're missing out, dude. You're missing out.
You really are. But they can have like anything.
There it is.
Why are we calling Ernest the Cat Miller?
Or Brodus Clay.
Hey, he got both of them, hey.
Yep.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, that's Ernest. I am begging the WWE, this year at WrestleMania, please have Ernest the Cat Miller come out with Brodus Clay. The dance-off will be hilarious. I'm saying. But for me, it's a lot of things. Potato pancakes right off the bat, because... I love potato pancakes, sour cream, and more recent years, like everything else, seemingly, they experiment on how making food different, so now there's like all different types of potato pancakes, which I like, but I just like to keep it traditional. I mean, they have like potato pancakes now with like bacon and jalapeno, which is good, don't get me wrong. Bacon is awesome with everything. Hell, they have chocolate-covered bacon. which I want to try, but that's besides the point.
There are some things that that chocolate should just not go with.
And apparently we do everything. but it is the Keeper traditional with sour cream. They're awesome. Pumpkin pie, because it's the only time of the year I get to have it. I love pumpkin pie. And, of course, the sweets. My God, the sweets. If only I could grow my beard back and make it white, I would get so many cookies. But because of my workplace currently, I can't grow my beard. Not that I will name the, you know, fast food employee I work for. Any other food items for you guys?
Oh, let's see.
Stuffing.
Oh, yeah, stuffing.
Stuffing.
We're going to be making stuffing. Our stuffing is, my mom does sausage stuffing, so.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
That does sound awesome. I'm trying to think of another one. The chocolate oranges one.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, but those you get like any time of the year, really.
I mean, there's green bean casserole, which is it's something, yeah, you can get something all every time of the year, but it is something that's really mostly made for, I guess, the holidays. That's when it gets really popular. Alcohol.
Oh, yes, alcohol.
Alcohol is a great food tradition, I think.
I do not drink alcohol. I don't like the taste of it.
With that, I think we'll move on to our next talking point. And as we get out sort of more traditions and we get into sort of pop culture. Oh, our next one is holiday literature. So for you guys, and this can include comic books, poems, or anything. That can be a tradition that you read or whatever. But what are some of your favorite holiday literature?
I don't particularly have like a favorite book.
Neither do I.
Nowadays,
really.
Which is sucks, but I mean, we did have the poem, you know, you have the infamous poem where, you know, it was a dark and, you know, something that, you know, now a creature was stirring kind of a deal. I don't know the title offhand.
And I just don't read because I never learned how to.
But you learned how to look at pictures in comic books, right?
Yes, but I don't read comics.
Since you said it, The Night Before Christmas is a favorite of mine to read. Actually, my favorite version of it is actually, it's so horrible of me, but it's when I lived in Florida, there was a radio station called that now is 94.1. It used to be 98.7, and in their morning show, they had a gentleman by the name of Paco, who was originally from Mexico, brought over to America as a kid, and so really English is not his best language. And they'll have this thing called Reading with Paco. And they had him read The Night Before Christmas. It's hilarious. It really is.
I must...
hilarious as Matty J after he drinks 3 mean rum and cokes.
Yeah. Long story short, my cousin this past summer just he got me drunk.
Is that really so hard?
With me? Kind of. I don't like getting drunk.
Lies.
But, for me, and it is sort of the classics, you know, the Christmas Carol. I at least try to, you know, read a couple pages of that. And there's some good Christmas stories that I'll enjoy reading every now and then. Into comics, there's really only two that I currently own that I'll bring up here. One is, it's the one of the Funeral for a Friend issues. In the issue, basically the entire Justice League, this is after Superman died in 1984. And the entire Justice League goes to the Metropolis mail room because every year Superman goes to the post office and collects letters that are sent to him, you know, asking basically for a Christmas wish by children. And he goes around the world completing wishes. Well, now that he's gone, the Justice League takes over the task of trying to complete those wishes. And it's this great issue that shows you how much one man can do. And that it takes this entire league of superheroes to do it. And it's got, like, great moments with Guy Gardner and everything. The other one is, of course, from my favorite comic, Jim Balin's Terra, Witch of the Black Rose. And it's this fun little holiday sort of issue where Terra and the gang are doing holiday things. They decide they're going to go sledding. And while they're sledding, a couple of fairies zap them naked.
Hmm.
Which is very fun. And, of course, you have the obligatory sexual jokes being put in there. Which is really fun. With that, I think we'll move on to music. So what is some of your guys' favorite holiday music?
Oh, man. I usually hate it. I've grown to hate it by then because, you know, it's, again, pushed way too early. But, let's see. Well, some of my favorites, you know, Rock and Roll Christmas or, you know, damn it. Like I said, title. I need one. But, can't think of it. Oh my god.
I got a few.
Hey, go ahead. I need to.
There's "Oh Come All Ye Faithful" by Twisted Sister. And
whoever... Yes! 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 Yes!
I want a mistress for Christmas!
Yes, there's also whoever made that Iron Man parody for Christmas. Every year my local radio station plays it. It's just really awesome.
The one that goes, "I am Santa Claus."
Yeah.
Jingle Bell Rock. That's the one. If you want to go old school, Jingle Bell Rock. first heard it in Home Alone 2. Stuck with me.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Shirts for Christmas, AC/DC. Yes. I need to request that Twisted Sister will come only faithful.
Oh, I'll, you know what? Just for you, I'll play it at the end of this episode. Just for you. I usually play Christmas Vacation at the end, but I'll play Come All Ye Faithful for you. For me, you know, I love all types of Christmas music. I love all of it. You know, I love the classics, you know. Bing Crosby, you know, White Christmas. "I'm waiting for a white Christmas. Just like the ones we used to know." And no, I'm not practicing for American Idol because you won't catch me dead on that show. Mm-hmm. but, you know, I love sort of the classics. Of course, Jingle Bell Rock, Jingle Bells, you know, Deck the Halls, Silent Night. I love the John Denver Muppet album. That's a favorite of mine. You know, John Denver with the Muppets, you know, especially the 12 Days of Christmas. Of course, Adam Sandler's Hanukkah songs are on that list. And, of course, I love sort of the 90s Christmas music, you know, with R&B and stuff that, you know, from Mariah Carey, you know, Boyz II Men, All for One, Brian McKnight, Luther Vandross, all, you know, Run-DMC's "Christmas in the Hollies" also comes to mind. That's an awesome Christmas song. But, of course, I also love all my Christmas comedy music. I don't know if you guys have any favorites, but, you know, "Silent Night's Done by Cats." Don't know if you heard that one.
No.
Go, meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm about to punch a baby.
No. It's not punch a baby. It's, "Hey, Ike, kick the baby. Don't kick the f***ing baby. Kick the baby."
It's good. I have one that says, "I saw Mommy doing something more than kissing Santa Claus tonight." Not that that's the title, actually. The word is another word. Oh, what the hell? I said it earlier. I saw Mommy.
I remember one.
Oh, go ahead.
Dennis Leary's Merry F***ing Christmas.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Which the Jeff Foxworthy.
Which is a great special, too.
Oh, yes. He did a great holiday special.
Yes.
There's the Jeff Foxworthy and Bill Engvall holiday specials that I do like. You know, Jeff Foxworthy's 12 Days of Christmas. But my absolute favorite comedy Christmas music is the 12 Pains of Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you remember the 12 Pains of Christmas?
Not offhand, but I do know. Yeah.
I'll probably have to play it a couple times during these holiday specials. It always shocks me when somebody says they never heard that song. TDMK, have you heard that song?
Maybe once or twice in the past.
It's one that goes, the first thing Christmas is such a pain to me is buying a Christmas tree. The second thing at Christmas is such a pain to me, bringing up the lights and buying a Christmas tree.
I'm not really a big fan of the 12 whatevers of Christmas songs. They just get really repetitive to me.
Well, but that's why I love the 12 Pains of Christmas, because they're so hilarious. It's basically making fun of the entire song in a great way.
Just, it gets so repetitive. No matter what, even if it's a parody of it, it just gets so repetitive. And by the time it gets to 5, I'm like, I'm done. I'm done.
But like I said, with 12 Pains of Christmas, it is a thing to where, so as they start getting after that, all of them start like changing up what they're saying, so they're not saying the same thing. It's like, by the time they get to 12, it goes, fine, you're so smart, you rig up the lights! Or things like, I blew a fuse, get a flashlight! Or, excuse me, get a flashlight, I blew a fuse, I put that one in reverse. That's just a fun one for me, and I think that's it for me for music. I think we'll move on there to holiday TV specials. So for you guys, what are some of your favorite holiday TV specials?
The claymation ones from, like, the 50s.
You mean Rankin Bass, Rudolph, and, you know.
Santa Claus Comes to Town.
Town, yep.
And
those are great.
And, yes. And, of course, Muppet Christmas Carol. That's always one.
We'll get to that when we get to movies.
But as far as specials, Charlie Brown.
Yep.
Rings
yep.
true to me. Dennis Leary's Merry Christmas, matter of fact.
Yes.
Comes up.
Well, which, by the way, speaking of Charlie Brown's Christmas, both that and the Thanksgiving special, I watched the Thanksgiving special the other day, and there's a point where Snoopy, at the end, where Snoopy opens and pops open the turkey for his little bird friend.
Woodstock.
Woodstock. I want to see the deleted scene where Snoopy opens up the thing, the turkey's there, and Woodstock goes, Uncle Pete?
Oops.
I'm just saying, but please continue, Maddie.
Is it much? Like, there's one I've come to like. It's actually... same thing, Charlie Brown Christmas, but voiced by the cast of Scrubs. It is hilarious. Linus, like the one with the safety blanket, is voiced by Dr. Cox.
Everything is awesome with Dr. Yes. Cox. Let's be awesome with that. I wish you had the soundboard up just so you could play Dr. Cox's How Many Ways to Say This.
Yes. No, not a million years. No way, Jose. Yes. No chance. Lance, yeah. Negatory. No. And, of course, my very favorite, personal favorite of all time, Man Falling from a Cliff.
Yeah. No!
Yeah.
Any other favorites from either of you?
I think that covers it all for me.
Yeah.
I'll start off, since you brought up Muppets, the Muppet Christmas specials, because there's the more recent Letters to Santa, which I love. I thought that was a very good one, especially with the way it opened with Miss Piggy. If you've not seen it yet, they're at the steps of a post office. Miss Piggy's mad and all, and she goes, I want the mayor down here to help me out right now. And the guy in front of her turns around, and it's Mayor Bloomberg doing a guest spot. He goes, Mr. Mayor, I want you to take me to the front of the line right now. But, Miss Piggy, that would be impolite. And if there's anything us New Yorkers are known for, it's our politeness.
Really?
As she does slow turn to the camera and goes, what has he done to this city? It's really awesome.
I will say this. When New York becomes polite,
now,
the world will end.
Link, now, please.
Well, if you want a Link, just play Legend of Zelda.
I will try to find you a Link, Maddie, by the end of tonight. But the other one is Muppet Family Christmas. Ooh. That's the one that has the Muppets, the Sesame Street characters, and the Fraggles.
And, of course, Icy Ledge. Slip. Bud.
The Icy Spot.
Yes.
I love a good running gag. That's one of my favorite parts. And the great thing about it is they really do a good job. All the different funny ways they're all falling, and then you forget about it, and you have that great moment. It's sort of the classic, you know, Miss Piggy coming in, she's arrived in style, and she walks up, and then whoop! And all the guys going, look out for the icy patch!
Icy patch!
I mean, there are so many good just the first time Swedish Chef sees Big Bird.
Oh, yeah.
And the way he freaks out, throws the pot out the window. It is awesome. And, of course, they are the Sesame Street play. But my favorite moment is at the end where Jim Hansen is saying, you know, some stuff. He's with the dog, and he's saying how sweet this is. And it really is a great, you know, moment. And I have been able to find the original on YouTube because there's a DVD out there, but it doesn't have the Sesame Street characters because, of course, they're owned by two different companies now. TWK, did you ever see the Muppet Family Christmas?
No.
I'll have to send you the link. I have the link. I'll send it to you at the end of tonight.
All right.
And you will thank me. You have all the Hanna-Barbera holiday specials for their cartoons.
No,
that
of course.
Really, with the Flintstones and the Yogi Bear's First Christmas, all the Scooby-Doo sort of holiday specials and everything that I pretty much enjoy.
I have to ask, how is it that the Flintstones are able to celebrate Christmas?
It's magic. We don't have to explain it. I can't believe I just said that. God help me. I just took a cue from Joe Quesada. The world is coming to an end.
Yeah.
But I really don't have an answer for you on that one, TWK.
It happens. Move on.
It makes no sense.
Well, their Christmas Carol, though, was fun. Trying to think. And of course you have your typical Christmas specials that you see. The one that confuses me is it's really because it's like every holiday now, ABC Family celebrates sort of with Harry Potter. It makes no sense to me. But that's besides the point. You have the Smurf holiday special, all the Rankin Bass stuff. It includes the Charlie Brown Christmas and the Claymation stuff. As I kind of quickly look at my notes here. Oh, my God, I can't believe I forgot this one. How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
This for Boris Karloff's narration of that. And then all the different Christmas carols. I mean, you have the one with Patrick Stewart. That's good. That was done by TNT.
Oh. MST3K.
Yeah.
They did that,
their
too.
Their Christmas special.
Mystery Science Theater 3000, for those who don't know.
With that, let's move on to Christmas movies. And so what are on your guys' list of favorite Christmas movies?
I have no idea.
Two words. Die Hard.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Your any argument towards that is invalid.
It's a Christmas movie. Both 1 and 2 are Christmas movies.
Yep, Bruce Willis in the first movie is fighting a British guy trying to be a German guy.
One of my favorite bad Christmas movies is not Bad Santa. Bad Santa is a bad movie, but it's the one with Bill Goldberg.
Oh, yes.
That's one of my favorite like bad Christmas movies that I enjoy watching.
I cannot enjoy anything with Goldberg in it.
It's one of the rare ones that you will find a way to enjoy.
It's Goldberg. I can't enjoy it.
It's Goldberg versus people who hate Christmas.
Just the opening at the Christmas dinner is hilarious.
Yeah. Who's next?
It's one of those few like horror movies I will watch because it makes me laugh. It's a bad movie. Don't get me wrong. It's a bad movie. But it's enjoyable to watch.
If I want to watch a bad movie that's enjoyable, I'll stick to Trauma. Thank you very much. Puts on snob glasses.
But, you know, something that I know for you, The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Never heard of it.
Actually, the 30-minute short Christmas Carol from they made with Disney with the debut of Scrooge McDuck.
Oh, yes, that's a great special.
I love that.
You know, The Muppet Christmas Carol, because they played it straight, really. I mean, yeah, you have all the comedy, but really, Michael Caine plays that movie straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does, and that's part of what makes it awesome. And Michael Caine, just by himself, just an amazing actor, and he did an amazing performance in this movie, and I was surprised just how well everything just blended together.
Oh, yes. And, I mean, we'll get to quoting the movie, because you can certainly quote this movie so much. But, you know, that played straight. I think the songs are really, really dumb. I can't remember if Muppet Treasure Island came out after this or before this, but if it came out before this, then this was really like the last, up until the recent Muppet movie, the sort of last like Muppet movie to have great music.
I guess so. I do know that this is the first movie that they made without Jim Henson.
Yeah.
And the fact, just how well they were able to make it without him just shows just how good that crew is.
Oh, absolutely it does. And, you know, like I said, the different quotes you could do in this movie, like, sir, the rats would like to know if they could have maybe an extra piece of coal for the holidays. How would the rats like it to spend Christmas on the unemployment line? Heat wave! This is my island in the sun.
I am Batman.
Or, of course, Rizzo and Gonzo steal that movie in so many ways.
Oh, yeah, as the narrators that just break the fourth wall.
Absolutely, they do. Light the lamp, not the rat! Light the lamp, not the rat! Is, of course, the most quotable.
Mm-hmm.
It always gets the last. But, like, you know, but one of my favorites is, you know, they're trying to get over the fence, and then they realize they, you know, forget something. And then I think it's Rizzo just walks through the bars to get it and comes back. It goes,
and gone?
And you could do...
Yeah, and Gon just has that pissed off look on his face.
Yeah, it is hilarious to watch. Speaking of Christmas, or Muppets, I should say, the sort of the like mid-thousands Muppet Christmas movie that's basically It's a Wonderful Life with Kermit.
Yeah,
I've not seen that.
That was a good one. Oh, it's very good. My favorite scene in there is when they go basically to the Muppet Theater and it's been turned into a rave. And there's Sam the Eagle with glow sticks and a pacifier in his mouth, raving. Going,
that's not PG.
It's hilarious.
That's not PG.
And, of course, Rizzo's a rat that's being used on Fear Factor.
Okay.
Which ages that movie a bit.
Yeah, it does.
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's been a while since I've seen it in full.
That was like the movie of the year last year.
Mm-hmm.
I know AMC was showing it. In that movie again, that's quotable.
Yes.
So many ways. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Kiss my ass. Kiss my ass. Kiss your ass. Happy Hanukkah. and of course, the infamous red at the end is just, you know, hilarious. As I look onto my list, because I actually have a list, Scrooged.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, Bill Murray.
At his best. Hilarious. A Nightmare Before Christmas, because I'm an animation junkie, I love. The original It's a Wonderful Life, and of course the original Miracle on 34th Street. A Christmas Story is one you have to watch at least once a year. Because I think everybody has a moment from...
Fragile.
Fragile. that's one of my favorite moments.
Chevy Chase. Fat piece of I can't do the whole thing, but... Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Hey! If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Oh, no, I have it. I'll play it for you if you want.
That's okay. I know. I was just making reference to it.
So that's why you weren't talking. You were trying to remember it.
Yeah.
You know, there's actually a movie that I think is going to be really good that's holiday theme is the Rise of the Guardians.
Ooh,
it's coming out now. I think that's going to be a really good movie.
Yeah, it looks to be decent.
I mean, I think Alex Baldwin does a wonderful job as sort of this Russian Santa. but I actually can't wait. I hope to maybe see it this weekend.
In Soviet Russia, Santa robbed you.
You know what I think really has this movie going for it? Is that they got the mascots right. And that's the thing about animated movies. If you get like the sidekicks and the mascots right, the movie works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of any other holiday movies. Do you guys have any others?
Not that I can think
of. Not really.
Well, with that, let's move on to a subject, the final question, and the subject that we know a little bit about here. That's wrestling, all of us being wrestling fans.
Yeah, I was just keeping an eye on Monday Night Raw and... The Shield just beat up on Ryback again. What a shock. Continue.
Yes. What a shock. By the way, did you notice that Zack Ryder had like a Ghostbuster theme on his tights?
I did.
It's like, is that the Ghostbusters?
Mm-hmm. No, he calls them Brobusters for some reason.
Oh, God, help me. Yeah. But, of course, you know, WWE and all wrestling have had some great holiday moments over the years. And I think we'll start off talking with wrestling and the holidays. We'll start off with one of my favorite things that has become a yearly tradition is watching Tribute to the Troops. That is celebrating over 10 years. What are some of your favorite memories from Tribute to the Troops?
The first one for me would be John Cena getting stunned by Stone Cold Santa Claus. Just because, actually, Stone Cold Stunning McMahon at Tribute to the Troops is actually kind of cool, too.
But, of course, I digress. But, yeah, tribute to the troops. I don't know. When they were, you know, in Iraq and Abu Ghraib in Afghanistan the first couple of years, that was cool. I've tuned out because now it's like an over, like, you know exactly why they're doing it now, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, there's a certain, I mean, while we are still in Afghanistan, it is a thing to where you really, the wars have toned down to the point to where they're really, you know what I like to see them do that I think would really help? If they went to, like, Germany and Ramstein Air Force Base.
Mm. Just say, Ramstein? I think that
could,
We're all living in America. America. America.
You see, you just gave a metal line excuse to quote Ramstein again.
Isn't that always the way?
It's awesome.
Oh, no, that doesn't suck. But I've enjoyed it. TWK, do you have favorite Tribute to the Troops moments?
For some reason, I can't really think of one specific one, but they're usually enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think there have been some good matches. One that comes to mind, John Cena and JBL.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was one of their better matches. They usually had like a six-man tag team that was usually always good.
There's one thing that I always notice is that usually the babyfaces always win their matches for Tribute to the Troops.
You know, yeah, but that's understandable.
It's a feel-good show. It's supposed to feel good.
I remember there was like a championship. Welcome, Dark Vader. if I remember right, didn't somebody win a championship on one of the early Tribute to the Troops? I'm trying to remember it.
I don't think so.
Maybe the Intercontinental Championship, that's if.
It was either, yeah, I think it was either the Intercontinental or,
it's definitely a big card belt.
U.S. Yeah, or the U.S. Championship. But definitely that's like the first one. And yeah, I love the early years as well when they were like in Afghanistan and, you know, Iraq.
Good news though,
go ahead.
I was going to say, the good news is that this year's will be hosted in Norfolk, Virginia, and I may be attending depending on a few situations, but you know, it's a possibility.
Oh, awesome. I'm glad you're able to go. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get my WrestleMania 29 tickets. Thank you, Sandy.
Damn you. Damn you to that hurricane.
I got some hurricane stories this year, but that's besides the point.
A hurricane. I'll give you a
kiss. I think the worst one, though, was when they were in Fort Hood. And nothing against Fort Hood. I just think that was sort of the most... an interesting one of the 10 years. I don't know if you remember that one. That's the year they had like P. Diddy and that stuff.
Yes.
But outside of Tribute to the Troops, what are some of your favorite wrestling moments that involve the holidays?
I guess I'd have to go with the one that they always show on demand, where it's Shawn Michaels versus Triple H for the European title, I think it is.
Oh, yeah, that one. And of course, it was like they faked the tension, and then one's running around. I think it was Triple H running around, and oh, yeah. Which was cool to see. But we won't talk about early Chris Stone Cold stunning Santa Claus in 97.
I was just about to bring that up.
How could we not bring it up? That's the question.
And then there was silence.
Yes.
I mean, do you guys have any others? I think most of mine are going to come like in the thousands. All right,
you guys aren't going to know this because this is an independent one around my area, but there's a team called the Hall Stars, and their gimmick is that they're a rock and roll band from the 80s, during like an 80s style gimmick. Mm-hmm. And one night, for one of the Christmas shows, they actually put on a concert called Hall Stars Christmas. It was amazing. I'm have to. Hopefully, they still have it up on the VCW YouTube channel. I need to link that and hopefully get it played on Cine Radio.
Oh yes.
Well, I mean, for me, you know, well, I think for all of us, we don't have any memories from totally not wrestling.
thankfully, no. But knowing yourself, they'll find a way to ruin it.
The man who's supposed to be fired, right? I think for me, I'm definitely a fan of like the early thousands when we could do like bra and panty matches and swimsuit contests. So pretty much anything that had Tori Wilson in it was a favorite of mine.
Yes.
I wasn't there a Booker T thing that happened? I just have this memory of like Booker T in a Santa outfit.
I do not remember.
This was like, I want to say around 2004. I just can't remember it.
My memory's blank of that, most of that year.
But, of course, all, you know, the turkey, the Thanksgiving specials as well. That would always end up in a brawl, in a food fight.
Yes.
I remember there was a holiday mud wrestling match between, I think it was Trish Stratus and Miss Kitty, I think. I could be wrong with that, though. It was either her or Kat. Do you remember the match that I'm talking about?
Huh. No.
I'm sure fans are yelling at the screams.
I know they are, and I'm blanking out on that one actually.
Yell us more.
Yeah. Go ahead. You'll watch so much wrestling nowadays, so you kind of forget sometimes.
Yeah, but I do think in general WWE especially has done a very good stuff around the holidays.
Well, they have. I mean, yeah. When you get the stunned, so what other time of the year you get the stunned Stone Cold or no stunned Santa Claus? What the fuck is wrong with my mind right now?
Cold Stone.
No, I know what the fuck is wrong with
Tyson. Shut up. What? Shut up.
What?
I just want to talk about my favorite memory of Cold Stone.
And by the way, I apologize if I'm like distracted here. Even though wrestling's over, they're showing the E-Soup special on USA for some reason. That's kind of distracting. But I think luckily we have reached the end of the night. Thank you, gentlemen, for spending some time and letting us know your favorite holidays, moments, and specials. Maddie, TWK, do you want to let people know where they can find you and about the WrestleCast?
Well, of course, the main show for the both of us right now is on RVTEntertainment.com. It's the WrestleCast. Ever since my last appearance on this podcast or on the Toonami Generation podcast, we were live. Unfortunately, due to technical issues, I've decided to put it on hiatus. We're still recorded. We're still available every Sunday on iTunes and all that good stuff. So you can catch us there or rvtentertainment.com. Me personally, I still got my stream with every Wednesday night, Matty J Live, livestream.com/MattyJShow. And T-Dub's got his stuff.
Yep, I got Rift Down every Friday night, 8 p.m., livestream.com/ReviewTopiaTV. I also have my personal website, twkreviews.wordpress.com, where you can find all my amazing videos. And every week, I have a pick of the week. Did not do one last week because I was working on a ShadowCon video, and I'll be working on another one this week. But I'll try to get another pick of the week up this week, because every week I like to pick a video and just, share with people, because there are some videos that just do not get enough love.
Awesome. And by the way, kind of coincidence, TWK was talking, and they were showing a clip of Mae Young from the a Raw retro. I just found that funny. Oh, was it Retro Raw?
Don't care. It's Mae Young. It's Mae Young. Since when did we care?
I find Mae Young hilarious.
That's why.
I'm scratching my beard on the microphone.
Hey, she was awesome on Raw 1000.
Yeah.
But of course, I'll probably let everybody know where they can find me. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for enjoying another episode of Tom's 8 Crazy Nights. So, until next time, folks, happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah, and help professional wrestling support your independent promotion as soon as possible.
And work your gimmick and eat a reef.